Are you tired of being yelled at online by coaches telling you what you should do with your life? Me too. Hey, if you don't know me, I'm Spencer Powell, CEO of BuilderFunnel, and we're on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. BuilderFunnel Radio is where we share what's worked for us and our clients so you can use it for yourself. And we always appreciate if you leave us a review, hit subscribe, and share this with a peer, a friend, or a colleague. Before we get into what I want to talk about today, just to quickly share, I just finished reading a new book, Choose Your Enemies Wisely by Patrick Bet-David. It definitely was a good read. I would recommend it. He basically balances emotion and logic in business planning. And I had never really bumped into anyone that talks about business planning that way. And I really did like his take on it. He talks about picking an enemy that basically will fuel you to push, to compete, and to win. And the enemy can be a concept. It could be another company, a person, an idea. And so he has examples of enemies being, you know, family members telling you that you'll never amount to anything. Enemies could be ideas like being quote unquote normal, or kind of think the apple, like think different. But for the purpose of today, an interesting question is, do you have an enemy in your life that fuels you in a positive direction? And as I went through this book, it definitely was helpful to me to recognize that we do have this kind of logical approach to business planning, but that emotion, that having an enemy, having that emotion come through can help you push harder, push farther, and really try to get you out of those low points and execute on kind of the highest level as you think about the logic side of business planning. So interesting question to think about. Do you have kind of an enemy, whether that's, you know, a person, a company, an idea, a concept that really fuels you to your core? And if you can tap into that, at least Patrick Bet-David's thesis is that will really propel you to complete your business plan and execute. But today I want to get into kind of this idea of, I don't know, I guess we'll call it like toxic business coaching. And I'm going to preface this entire show with, I'm not a business coach. So I run a 26 person, multi-million dollar a year business. I became a millionaire in my early 30s, mainly through brute force, savings, hard work, some real estate appreciation. Quickly became a multimillionaire after that, primarily through increasing my income and some investments starting to take off. I don't run a coaching business and I don't have a master's or a PhD. So what I am sharing is just directly from my experience. I've made tons of mistakes that have cost me in dollars, but have given me education that I think is worth more than any college degree could give me. And so with that preface out of the way, I'm going to dive in here. And I've seen a lot of content lately, both online and at events, watching speakers. And the message definitely did not resonate with me. I'm sure it resonates with other people. And there's a lot of shoulds. And that's what really wasn't resonating with me. People, these coaches saying, you should work all the time, or saying you shouldn't work more than 20 hours if your business is running properly, right? You should only be working 4 hours a week or 10 hours a week or whatever the number is. Others say that you should prioritize your business above all else. That's your number one priority. And then there's still other people that say that balance is the most important. And the answers all seem to contradict each other. And each side makes valid points, right? But there is something critical that I feel. And so for me, that's intention. What do you want for your life? Are you trying to build a really big business as fast as you can? If so, you may decide that you have to put in tons of hours and other things may have to take a back seat. Maybe your family, maybe your health. Or maybe your business is so new and you have no leverage and you simply need to put in the hours to get it off the ground and make you survive, right? In this scenario, you might go through a season of long hours and that might last 2 or 5 years, but you might tell yourself how long you're willing to spend those long hours and how long you're willing to sacrifice other things in your life. Now, on the other hand, maybe you want more of a lifestyle business, right? Maybe one where you can take lots of vacations, spend time with family or spend time on hobbies or with friends. You want the business to run without needing you every second, but you may sacrifice some growth or maybe speed of growth, and you probably might have another scenario that I didn't mention. And I think at the end of the day, what I found for me is that being intentional has worked the best. And so there isn't one path, right? And so these messages saying you should do X or you should do Y or you should do Z, I don't think you should do anything, right? If it's not in line with your goals. And so that intention piece, I think, is where you need to start. And not only have I gotten more of the results that I've wanted when I've been intentional, but I feel like I'm in control, like I was choosing. And it's super easy to listen to somebody online or speak in an event and kind of get fired up and go charge hard and work a zillion hours or, you know, grow your business into this, you know, big machine. But if you want to prioritize family and health and commit to a certain number of hours to those priorities, then you'll be limited in your time and energy devoted to your business. And that's okay if you made that choice, right? And so then if you have made that choice, I would say, hey, don't kick yourself if things are moving a little slower, right? And so if you've said, hey, this is the trade-off I'm going to make right now, I want to prioritize going to my kids' sporting events and I'm prioritizing my health. It doesn't mean that we want our business to suffer, but it means that we're probably going to have to think differently about it. And if we have these monster business goals, that we may get there a little bit slower. Now, I'm also not a big fan of limitations. So I tend to still say, hey, I'm still going to shoot for, you know, big business growth, time with family. I want to be healthy. I want to dedicate the time there. But I'm also going to temper that if I say, hey, I busted it. I worked really hard. I aimed really big and I didn't get there. But if I'm making progress, then I see that as a way to say, hey, okay, you made progress in the business sense in these areas that you wanted to. You didn't get all the way to where you did, and you are still able to prioritize family, health, other things in the way you wanted to. And so, you know, things will change too. You'll go through seasons. You may have a family member that needs your support, and that could be for months or even years. Maybe you're coaching your kids' sports for a few years. You may be single with no kids and you can work like crazy for a while, right? There's going to be lots of these different seasons. And so for me, as I was reflecting back, I've gone through a few different seasons. And when I was first starting out, I worked all the time. My wife was in law school, so she was always in school or doing homework or working. We were both in a season of just grinding it out. That season was about 5 years. And then next, I would say we kind of came into a season of health and us. And we stepped off the gas from a, I would say, a time perspective. She landed a job and I was working on kind of stopping checking my email after I got home from the office. We'd spend time together. We'd track our food and our macros. And we were doing activities that we both really loved. We were hiking a lot. We were playing in doubles volleyball tournaments. And that season, coincidentally, was about another 5 years. And then after that, we started having kids. And so for the last 5 years, it's looked a little different each year within this kind of bigger season. You know, my wife worked part-time for a bit. I cut back my hours to make sure I was getting as much time in with the boys as I could. Then my wife got a promotion. She went back full-time. So I flexed my schedule and we do Fridays with Dad. and I spend the day with them playing, swimming, gymnastics, riding bikes, scooters. Some days I work over the naps, some days I don't. And soon I'm going to enter a new season and they're both going to go off to elementary school and those Fridays are gone forever and I'll adjust my schedule again. But my intentional choice was to pick up 50% more time with them during this short window that will never return, right? I decided that I can work forever, but I can't be with my kids from 0 to 5 ever again. And the funny thing that I've noticed is that my business has grown faster than ever before, working less hours. And I believe it's because it's forced me to level up. It's forced me to be more efficient. It's forced me to hire more effectively. It's forced me to delegate faster and better. And so that's where I kind of, to reference it earlier, I don't like typical norms to limit what you can achieve, because I also think you can bend time a little bit, right? If you are more strategic. And for me and my personality, what I recognized is that I need to draw these really hard lines in the sand, because otherwise you kind of just fill the time, right? I used to work all the time. And part of it was that was the beginning. And so I didn't have as much leverage. I didn't have as many skills. You know, throughout this time, I've been, you know, reading books, applying new information, going to conferences, you know, talking with other businesses, getting mentors. And so my skill level has gone up. And so that's, I'm acknowledging that's definitely a factor from those early years. But also, even just from a few years ago, I would say I still had many of those skills. But when I didn't draw those hard lines in the sand from a time perspective, then I think you're just generally less efficient. And I say you, I'm really talking about me. I've noticed that about myself. I need these hard lines. And when I have those, I notice that I get better. And so it's a counterintuitive thing that I figured out for myself, that being super intentional and then drawing really hard lines, it has made me get to a spot where I can be more effective with that time that I have. And so at the end of the day, I feel good about my choices, because when I zoomed out and I stepped back and I decided to be intentional about what I wanted, then I know that all of my actions are in line with my choices. Now, somebody else in my shoes might have made different choices. Totally fine, right? And so my take is that we should take what other people are saying online, you know, hey, you should do X, you should do Y. Run it through your own filter and say, hey, yeah, that's an interesting approach. Do I agree with it? Is that in line with my intentions and my goals and where I want to go? And if it is, great, you can probably use a lot of that information. But if it's not, then I would say just pause and see if you want to take anything from that, or you might just wholeheartedly reject it as a concept and say, you know what, I appreciate that mentality. That's not going to fit for what my intentions and my goals are. And so my take is to continue to reevaluate your priorities based on the season of life that you're in, and to be intentional. You know, it's your life. Don't let others lead you to make decisions that maybe you'll regret later. And so I just wanted to share today, because I've been seeing tons and tons of business coaches online, lots of voices, and I feel like they're preaching a certain way. And that certain way is probably a great way for some people. I just don't think that there's one way that applies to everyone. And so my message today is really to be intentional for yourself, pull in the voices, the messages that fit into your intentions. Take some of those voices, even if you don't agree with them, and allow them to push you a little bit, because sometimes we do need to see something that we're not seeing. But I wouldn't take all the shoulds at face value. All right, guys, let me know what you thought of today's episode. What intentional choices have you made in your life that others maybe disagreed with or weren't seen as quote unquote the norm? I would love to hear from you. I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that have made some very strong intentional choices for yourself that have been really positive in your life. Shoot me a note at radio@builderfunnel.com. Just put radio in the subject line If you leave a review of the show, either on Apple or Spotify, let me know, and then we'll send you a free copy of my book, The Remodeler Marketing Blueprint, as well. So radio in the subject line, the email address is radio@builderfunnel.com. Leave a quick review, we'll send you a free copy, and then let me know, what intentional choices have you made in your life that you want to share that you feel like have added a really positive element to your life? All right, guys, we'll see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.